I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Glad you are with us here on this Thursday. Thanks to all of you that came out to last week's 70th annual Boone Area Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. Had well over 400 folks in attendance. Great message from Andrew Davis, who was our keynote speaker, actually spent another day in town Friday going through a workshop with a number of folks as we begin to think about some of the things that he left behind in his message about our area, Boone, and the entire High Country staking a claim. What is it that we can do as a community that we're known for, that we do well, and with a little bit of efficiency and energy can get that out in a cohesive message to both internal and external constituents. So spent a lot of time on Friday kind of getting a little bit deeper into that conversation, but all in all, a fantastic event. We really appreciate all of the fine folks at Skyline Skybest, Red Moon Hospitality for their sponsorship of the event, as always, and for all of you for coming. It was a great time at the Chamber Prom, so to speak. And now we move on with a number of other events that we have going on throughout the month of August. We're going to talk about a big community event here in just a few moments. The Back to School Festival is our topic of discussion today, and we're going to give you all of the information that you need to know on that here in just a few moments. A couple of chamber topics, though, that we want to get to here at the onset. As we mentioned Thursday night at the annual meeting, we have partnered with a company called Ritchie Public Speaking. Lisa Ritchie is the owner and proprietor of that business, and she is coming to town in early September to offer two business communication workshops. They'll be done on consecutive days, but to different audiences. The first, on September 4th, is called Developing Your Executive Voice, and this is meant for management-level employees that may have anxieties or confidence issues related to public speaking. People that have to get up in front of an audience, and it is the absolute last place they want to be. But they need to, because it's essential for their job functions. So Lisa's got some tactics and different simulations and situations that she can put you through to help you get over some of those anxiety and confidence challenges. She's also going to talk about the importance and kind of how to develop a concise business elevator speech. That's another one of those things that oftentimes brings on the anxiety, right? You're told, hey, we're going to give you 90 seconds to say everything that you can about your business. Go. And you've got to try to make all of that work in your head first before it comes out of your mouth. So Lisa's got some great ideas on ways that you can organize what it is you do, who you do that for, and then ultimately how you can communicate that. So that seminar is called Developing Your Executive Voice. That will be offered September 4th. On September 5th, we'll be offering another seminar called Communicate Your Sale. And this is meant for frontline staff, really focusing on the importance of interpersonal communication when dealing with customers. We talk a lot about nonverbal communication, creating proper tone and energy, using the right vocabulary, knowing that, you know, dude, that sounds great is probably not, you know, the way that you would want to interact with a customer when you're trying to complete that sale. And Lisa's got some things not only that you can gather in that seminar, but easily transferable things to other staff members throughout your employee pool there, too. So some stuff that you can take home, if you will, and implement in your own business. So that seminar called Communicate Your Sale is offered September 5th. Both of these events will last from 8:30 to 1:30 on their respective days. So they're half day seminars. The pricing on that, $79 for chamber members, $89 for non-members. You can register online at boonchamber.com. We have very limited availability in these because the class sizes will be small by nature, just so there's some one-on-one opportunities, a little bit of individual coaching that goes on there. So we're not going to have 50 people in a room going through these things. It's going to be a smaller group between 12 and 15 people that will go through some of these steps and different tactics. So if you want some more information on that, visit boonchamber.com. But that is certainly one of the big things that we've got going on early in the month of September, and hopefully you and your business can take advantage of that. One other date to throw out to you before we head to our first break, that is our next Business After Hours. That is 1 week from today. That's out at the Valley Cruces Conference Center, more specifically the Apple Barn. Great venue. for Business After Hours. If you remember, I believe in 2016, the Chamber was out there for Business After Hours. Just a gorgeous setup and a perfect event venue for you to see walked through its paces. This is a combined event between Valley Cruces Conference Center and Blue Ridge Conservancy, so there'll be some information there. This will also be one day after the big check drop-off party for the Middle Fork Greenway Roundup, so we ought to have some numbers on kind of where Wendy and her crew are with their fundraising for the recently completed roundup for the Greenway Project. So a lot of information to share with you on the 15th. This has probably got one of the strongest RSVPs so far. So it's going to be a big event. You want to make sure that you RSVP at boonchamber.com. Get that information to us that you're coming. It's a free event, of course, from 5 o'clock to 7 next Thursday. And we look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take our first time out of the morning. When we come back, Tara Stollemeyer and Kendra Sink. You may know them from Mass General Store. You're going to know them from the Back to School Festival this weekend. Two of the longtime organizers of this key community event that gets bigger and better every year. We're going to get the lowdown on what to expect Saturday when you take your family out to Back to School Festival and just how this event comes together and all of the community partners that are involved in that. We'll get into the Back to School Festival next when we continue with Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
At Cornbread Tactical, they live by the best of one philosophy. If you're gonna own a knife, gun, or outdoor kit, why have more than one over your lifetime? Get one that lasts. Buy one gun from Cornbread and it will be the last gun you'll ever need. That's the best of one philosophy. Cornbread Tactical. Buy, sell, and trade today. On Rivers Street in Boone near Cafe Portofino and Ale House. On Facebook, too. Locally owned with the best gear and atmosphere in Watauga County.
Creekside Electronics has been the choice for homeowners and businesses in the High Country since 1976. And it's no wonder why they are the clear choice for our local home builders. As experts in consumer electronics, they provide security camera and fire systems, access control, audio, video, network, and Wi-Fi. Creekside Electronics provides a comfortable setting in the most advanced showroom in the High Country in which to meet and consult with clients regarding what technology has to offer. From sound bars to complete home theaters, Creekside Electronics is here to make technology simple. There's a reason the little blue sign of Creekside Electronics is seen all around the High Country. They have built a reputation of being the premier technology designer and consultant in the region. Visit their showroom on Highway 105, where the experts at Creekside Electronics will be happy to consult with you. Creekside Electronics, simplifying technology in the High Country since 1976.
So much to do. Emails to send, errands to run, kids to take care of. I just can't do it all.
Capone's Pizza Delivery, you're just out of the oven, made to order, award-winning, untouchable Capone's Pizza is ready for your enjoyment.
Oh yeah, Capone saves the day again. Thanks, Capone's Pizza.
Call Capone's Pizza and Bar today to save your day. Capone'sUntouchablePizza.com.
Welcome back in to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you this morning from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned, we're talking about the Back to School Festival. This is an annual event here in the High Country that is really kind of the start of the school calendar year for many of us. All of you are kind of starting to get that whole back to school mindset going, and this particular festival really helps get the children in our community and really the families in our community ready to tackle that challenge of the first day back to school and get all of the boxes checked on your family list that you need to get. That's haircut, shoes, school supplies, confidence, I think, is another big thing that this event helps provide. So we're very fortunate to have it here in our community. It's coming up Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 over at Watauga High School. We've got two of the very busy organizers of this event, Tara Stollemeyer and Kendra Sink, again, both with Mass General Store, but have taken on extra roles in the community and putting this event on year after year. Tara, let's start with you. The history behind this event, you know, community events like this always have a story. What got the Back to School Festival put together and how has it grown since it was first started?
Well, this story certainly started before Kendra or I joined on. This is our seventh year, but it started at the Armory, and it was one woman's idea to help, Amber Bateman, and she got many community organizations and schools together to build this. It has turned into something amazing. It gives me goosebumps every year. It's different nonprofits. It is churches from every side of the community. It is small businesses and big businesses and lots of individuals donating items, donating money, donating time to pull this together. Last year, over 1,100 kids we were able to help with supplies. They walk through the door after waiting in a long line, and it's still just a great community effort. We start with backpacks, and we end with lunch and sending people on their way with a backpack full of everything they need to start the school confident and prepared.
If you were at our annual meeting on Thursday, you saw both Tara and Kendra speaking about this event as the Back to School Festival was the beneficiary of the Dan Meyer Partnership Award this year because of the way that this all comes together. And Kendra, have you kind of speak to that, and that this is truly a community event. You've got businesses, as Tara mentioned, business, nonprofit, volunteers, just people that hear about an event like this and want to become a part of that. As you are trying to set people in a positive direction to start the year, I'm sure just that community engagement element of it helps sets the tone in the right way for the volunteers and organizers, and that bleeds right into the people that are able to come to the event.
It's exciting to see. Like I said, we have civic organizations, we have businesses, we have churches. There's really, I was trying to think of what part of our community has not helped with this, and I can't even think of anyone in our community. It's so many people. It's grocery stores, it's restaurants, it's businesses, it's everyone coming together, and the energy there. I've been over at the high school this morning starting to set up the auxiliary gym where we have all the supplies, and the energy and the folks coming in. I just met two new people I'd never met before. They went online, signed up, came and volunteered. It's just rewarding, and the energy that everyone has as they're setting up, and the excitement as you can see the supplies start to come in, they get more and more excited. The high school, a lot of the athletic teams will come in tomorrow. We'll have the track team, the soccer team, the cheerleaders. I know I'm missing somebody. The cross country, a lot of them come in and help. And it's neat to see how excited they get to unload the bus and see all the supplies coming in. So volunteering on Thursday and Friday, there's kids there helping us. There's all kinds of businesses. There's people from all over the community. It's just neat. You meet a lot of new people, and you get excited about the school year starting.
Well, and I think one of the things that was detailed in our conversations last week about the event was the fact that there is such a need for these types of services. And I say services because it's more than just the school supplies. It's getting a pair of shoes. It's getting a haircut. It's having positive interactions with people at such an anxious time of year, because, you know, kids are excited but anxious to get back to school, and families are trying to figure all these things out. I think that one of the most rewarding elements from a community perspective has got to be that you are able to set families up to be able to tackle other things, because they can get some of these resources. And for some that have multiple children and multiple ages of school, back to school expenses can be quite a bit, and that hit at once can be absorbed somewhat with what goes on here. So do you get that sense that the families have almost a sense of relief as they walk through the door, because it all starts to make sense? I've got this now, so now we can accomplish this.
It totally. I mean, the families that come, I can't even tell you the stories of people. You know, I ran into a lady that I work with in Girl Scouts, and she was telling me that before I had ever met her and worked with Girl Scouts, that they went to the Back to School Festival. And she said, I remember thinking, I don't know how we're going to get shoes for my kids. She said, I just didn't know. And she works, and her husband works. But, you know, let's face it, if we're working hourly jobs, it's not always easy to do the rent and to do the house payment and to do feed your kids and to make sure they have everything they need, and then in addition to that take on the added cost of back to school. And she told me that, she said, I remember I had goosebumps and I stood there in tears when I walked into the Back to School Festival and saw that my child was going to get a pair of shoes. So, and we hear story and story and story after that. And you know, Watauga has a 34%, higher than 34% free and reduced lunch rate. That's 34%. 5% of our county are just making enough to barely make it. And honestly, you can be a hardworking citizen and still struggle in this community. We all know that. And it's rewarding to see that the festival has created an environment that is a fun place to be. This is not an environment that you come for a handout. That's not what it is. It's an environment that you come if you need help. And you know, folks that don't normally need help right now. If you look at the cost of summer care for your children, sometimes that's a big added cost that you don't have through the year. So when you look at that cost and then you look at back to school shopping all at the same time,
it hits at
the wrong time. So even families that aren't normally struggling, sometimes it's harder this time of year. If you've got two or three kids in camp, It takes a chunk out of the budget. So we're there just to create that environment to have fun and get what you need.
We also have families that take care of other generations, and we have families that have to leave the mountain to see specialists and things. And those are added expenses that you might not see on the surface, but could make this festival just exactly what they need.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break right now. When we come back, we'll get into some more of the specifics about what will be available from the supplies perspective, but also some of the other things that we've talked about, shoes and haircuts, and there are a number of things that kind of fall into that line as well. So we want to make sure you've got as much detail on that. But I do continue to underscore what both Kendra and Tara have alluded to. This is an area that we don't necessarily put on the tourism brochure that we have, some of the poverty-related issues that we have in this community. So to have an event like this certainly takes a lot of that burden away and gets everybody rolling in the right direction at a very key time of year. And we are excited to hear about this particular event getting bigger and better each and every year. We're going to continue to talk about the Back to School Festival when we come back from this time out here on Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
You are invited to Village Jewelers in downtown Boone to experience exceptional service at the best jewelry store in the area. It shows in the friendly faces that greet you and the fabulous selection of rings, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets, and a professional in-house repair department. It also shows in the time that we spend with you to make sure that each custom jewelry design project, repair, or purchase is exactly what you want. Visit Village Jewelers on King Street in downtown Boone and see why we've been voted the area's best jeweler.
Dobie's Well Drilling at 336-982 Dobie is now serving all the high country with every aspect of well drilling and pump work. They offer 24-hour pump service and they have 20 years in the business. Dobie's takes pride in being the most trusted well services provider in the area. If your well has low water pressure, surging water, or dirty water, it's time for Dobie's specialists. Let them troubleshoot with their modern equipment that guarantees efficiency and helps avoid delays. When it comes to wells, trust the professionals. Dobies. 336-982 Dobie.
Last year, over 1,000 students attended the Back to School Festival, and we need you to help make this year another success. The average cost per child of back to school supplies is over $150, and that doesn't include shoes, clothes, or haircuts. Help us make sure all Watauga County students get all the supplies they need to start the school year off on the right foot. Make your contribution today by texting Pack the Bus to 44321. That's Pack the Bus to 44321.
Ross has got the trucks, man. Ross has got the trucks. Right now you're in luck, man. Ross has got the trucks.
Hi, folks. It's Mike Hall here at Ross Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. We have a great selection of light, new, pre-owned vehicles fully inspected and reconditioned to ensure each one meets our highest quality standards. We value price every vehicle and back each one with the Ross Advantage, including 2 years complimentary oil changes, tire rotations, and car washes. So visit us today or shop us online at rossauto.com.
Ross has got the trucks.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Visiting with Kendra Sink and Tara Stolemeyer, working with the Back to School Festival this year. And of course, Mass General Store has always been very involved in this. Both Tara and Kendra work with that particular organization in town. A number of other businesses and nonprofits and faith-based organizations and individuals. Lots of people come together. Tara, I believe I heard you say earlier over 200 volunteers or a little bit more than that,
yes,
to put this on. And that's from start to finish. So when did you get started with the organization of what we'll see on Saturday?
February?
A long time ago,
yeah.
Right? So as we were talking about before the break, we know that there's the school supply element is one thing, but can you walk us through a little bit of what services are provided for those that come Saturday to the event?
Absolutely. We have backpacks. We have the Boone Service League helps us organize haircuts. And they reach out to different hairstylists in the county who give up a Saturday in August to do haircuts for kids. And we use the cosmetology department at the high school for that. We also have the basic supplies, and that's through the Pack the Bus effort that we have, and where you can find the two school buses in town. And Sandra Rupert, who is with Green Valley School, heads that up with her amazing team, and they've done great work there. For services, we also have the ability to sign up for free and reduced lunch this year. You can do the application or put money on your kids' account for that. This is the school's working with us this year. That'll be a new addition for us. We have, when you get into the booth room, which is where we have some churches giving away popcorn and making hats, we have our other nonprofits represented from Hunger and Health Coalition to Hospitality House. We have Parent to Parent. We have the Children's Council, so you can find out about all those services that they offer that day and mixed in with all the other fun and exciting things you can do. We also have shoes. We work really hard. Kathy Crutchfield heads that up for us, and she goes around the Southeast getting shoes at a great cost so that we can turn around and have those to give away for students. We have people who are sizing kids when they get there to help that work, and it's a good pair of sneakers to hopefully get them through the school year.
And again, this event runs on Saturday from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon over at Watauga High School. You can't miss it. The parking lot will be filled. You'll just see people everywhere. And I was talking with somebody the other day that new to the community. This is also a great opportunity, as you mentioned, some of the other organizations there, just to kind of get a sense of what is available here. Mm-hmm. And that has been something that I know that transitioning families have been able to utilize to just learn about the services that, you know, you mentioned the Children's Council and the wide variety of things that they touch, and Hunger and Health Coalition, some important services and service providers represented at this. We've got about 3 minutes left here, so I want to get a parting thought from each of you. You know that the time and work and effort that goes into this. Can you describe a little bit, and Kendra, we'll start with you, feeling of accomplishment after this is over with, for not only yourself but those that organize? What can you put that into words?
I don't know if I can. I don't think anyone's ever regretted volunteering and doing what they've done with the Back to School Festival. And if you're there at the day of the festival, one of the most exciting things is once the kids have gone through and gotten their backpacks and they've gotten their supplies, they've gotten their shoes, and they go out to eat. They go out to the main area and they get their lunch. A lot of times you'll see them sitting around the tables. You know how everybody starts showing everything on Christmas morning what they got? That's kind of what they do with their backpacks. They start opening their backpacks and they're getting everything out and they're showing folks what they've got. And it's just exciting to see that the kids are excited. And I think the whole purpose of this is to make sure that every child starts a school year confident and prepared, and that's what you see the day of, and it's very rewarding.
Tara, anything you want to add to that?
At the end of the day, you'll see that we are all exhausted, but it's a good exhausted. It starts, we get there 7:30. We're ready to go as soon as we can. There are always people outside. We always get them through, but there's such an anticipation that people are outside waiting. And seeing that last person who comes in at 1 o'clock be treated as well and get everything as the person who walks through at 10 a.m., that's a great feeling.
Are there still opportunities for people to pitch in and volunteer if they are inclined to do so?
Absolutely. The quickest way to sign up is to go to our website, backtoschoolfestival.org, but it's the number 2. And there's also a need for more pizza. So if any local pizza places want to help us, I will put that out there.
who doesn't need pizza? So we'll make sure that we get that plea out there as well. But hats off to both of you for everything that you do to organize. And I know you are two people in an army of folks that put this on. But we really appreciate you guys spending some time with us today talking through this and the leadership that you provide in this way is certainly beneficial to a lot of folks. So thank you for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Kendra Sink and Tara Stolemeyer, both with Mass General Store, organizers of the Back to School Festival. And again, that's from 10 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon Saturday, this coming Saturday, over at Watauga High School. Plenty of information at back2schoolfestival.org. That is back, the number 2, schoolfestival.org. Check out that website. It'll give you all the information that you need to know. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We will be right back with you again, same time, same place, same station next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.
Need a new roof? Use the brand.